And once he walks away from the podium, we're out of here. He's got to do the workout. So I'm going to bring him in, and we'll get started here with Denard Robbins.
Position is that?
Yeah, but you know it's going to happen. So you can't control that. I mean, you got to be fit and physical with them. So I guess you got to be ready to take blows like that, shots like that.
What's the reaction been back home to your success? You heard from a lot of people.
I mean, I hear from my parents, my brothers, and my sister, and they tell me, you got to keep going. You know, this is not the end. You know, you got to keep going, and don't just get complacent. You got to keep starving to get better.
With all of the accolades nationally and in the Big Ten, just through these first two games, where do you find kind of the ability to stay humble? Dave Mulk was kind of joking with us that he said that you don't like the attention, you don't even really like the media a whole lot, you just want to stay focused.
Yeah, because last year, how I was raised, my mom raised me to be humble and always keep your eyes on the prize and on your goal. And, you know, you can't just say, oh, I'm the man, I'm this, because that's not a good thing to do.
In your mind, what is the prize when you say keep your eyes on the prize?
I mean, try to keep winning for Michigan, be all in, you know, be a team player, don't just be an eye guy.
How sore are you today?
I'm a little sore, but, you know, you got to get through it.
Talk about your recruiting process and, you know, plan for Coach Rodriguez choosing to come here and how obviously it seemed to be a good fit.
Man, it was like when I was getting recruited, I mean, a lot of teams told me I could be a receiver, cornerback, and other positions. And this is one of the few schools that told me I could be a quarterback. And I took him up on his offer, and he told me, you'll be a quarterback unless you want to play something different. And I guess that's what it is now, you know.
Player-wise,
I mean, you got to say Charles Wilson. You got to say the great guys that came through Michigan. But, you know, as a kid, I watched Peter Ward, the Florida State guys, the Florida guys, you know, Miami.
A lot of people question if you can continue to run the ball as much as you have, 29 in the first game, 28 in the second game. How do you feel about that?
I mean, when they call my number and when the offensive lineman is blocking like that and this guy willing and guy engineering, I mean, I could do whatever.
You know, I just forgot to mention your punting ability.
Oh, man. We practice on that a lot. And Coach, he make a big deal about the punting situation. The quarterback should be able to punt and I think it was a good punt. I mean, that was pretty good. It was pretty fun to be punting, but I wouldn't like to punt, you know. we don't want to punt any balls to anybody, so.
I
watched a lot of quarterbacks. I mean, as a little kid, I didn't watch quarterbacks. I watched the guys that had the balls in their hands all the time, like receivers and running backs and stuff like that. So,
after your second start, are you under any pressure or are you just having fun?
I'm having fun. I mean, the team's having fun, and we're playing as a team, playing as a unit, and the coach is coaching well, and we're just thriving to get better.
Can you talk about your relationship with the running backs? Have they said anything to you? As in, sure, they're happy everybody's winning, but you get 200 and some odd yards and they get 30.
Oh, man. I didn't know that. But the running backs are just like, hey, how the cookie crumbles, you know? They all in for Michigan, and that's what it is right now. There's nobody going against each other. All us in, all are in for Michigan, you know?
Can you talk about Michael Shawn in particular a little bit? He took a couple of
a shot Saturday and kept on going. He's a tough
guy. Yeah, Michael Shaw's a tough dude. He's a pretty good guy, a real good guy. I'm not gonna say pretty. He's a real good guy. You know, he tells me all the time, just make your read, do what you have to do. You know, if you have to make that poor read, you know, run hard as you can. You know, he's not like, oh man, give me the ball. You know, he's a guy, he'll take a block, he'll block from me or whatever. So,
do you ignore, like, you know, whether it's ESPN or, you know, other, you know, writers on the web or wherever, you know, touting Heisman and hyping you up? Do you ignore it? Do you
embrace
it? What do you do with it?
I don't pay attention to none of that. I don't even have cable. I don't even watch. I don't like going on, you know, websites or nothing. I just might be around my teammates and be around the players and everything. So.
Has anyone close to you said that word to you?
Heisman. I mean, right after the game, it was like, you probably up for the Heisman. But I don't really care about it right now, you know.
You know, just from a lot of comparisons made between you and Pat White, who obviously played for Richmond, West Virginia. Have you met Pat or talked to him at all?
I never talked to Pat. I never met him. But being compared to him, that's a great guy. That's a great player. And, man, that's somebody that's set records. And he was a great guy. Great player.
Is he capable?
Yeah, oh, yeah, oh, yeah. He's a tremendous runner, a great passer. And I guess you could say he's the same thing. They listed me as an athlete, you know.
How much did Richard's success with him kind of convince you that you should get a shot?
I mean, that did play a big role because I seen him play and I watched Pat, you know, when I was in high school, and Pat White was a difference maker, you know.
We've seen all the attention you've had from the media the last 2 weeks, but what's been different on campus, the reception from your classmates?
Mm-hmm.
How's that been?
Classmates, they don't really say too much. They probably just say great game and just keep going. You know, they really don't say too much.
Can you do things now, football-wise, that you couldn't do in high school? Have you added things to your game that
are
different?
I think you get stronger when you come to college, you know. Get a little stronger, get a little faster. I guess I could take a little pounding more. You know, I could run the ball a little bit better. I could read defenses. It's just a lot of things you get better when you get to the next level because you got better coaches and great players to be around and supporting staff, you know.
And Denard, how close are you to the other quarterbacks and to the happy family, especially with all the stuff that happened after
the family? I mean, of course it's a happy family. I mean, we're all brothers on this team. We're a family, you know. And, you know, Tate was happy for me after the game, and Devin was too. And, you know, that's Jack, you know. All of us, we're family, you know. Nobody against each other, nothing like that.
And over 200 national yards and 200
passing,
are you proud of the passing that people, you know,
question
that you're able to
run out of the game? I am happy, and I guess, you know, a lot of people doubted me last year, so. That's a good deal, but I really don't care about what other people think about me. So,
who do you get
the
smile from?
I mean, both my parents like smiling. My whole family smile all the time, so it's just something that goes through my family, I guess.
People make the Desmond Howard connection there. Do you see
that yourself? Yeah, everybody tell me Desmond Howard, and we call each other twins. So.
On that note, I got to get him out of here because he is 7 minutes, 8 minutes late for a workout, so I got to get him out of here.
All right, take it easy.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys. Take care.